This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 4 o'clock. We got a lot to get to. As you heard in the update, it's a newsy day. And we're sitting here as, many places in this country, the numbers are just off the charts, spiraling out of control. The first coronavirus task force speech, briefing in 2 months today was a disaster. I mean, it's just, there's no other way around it. President, no shows. I don't care what else is on his schedule. It does not matter. You have to be at that. I thought Pence made a fool of himself. Wouldn't say the word mask. Continuing to just say, listen to whatever state you're in. And then realistically, they, you know, and God love Dr. Birx, but I mean, enough with the charts. Nobody can read these. And it doesn't matter. Oh, well, you need to see that it's targeted. And now we really see that certain parts of these counties, it's like, look, the numbers are spiraling. You're not mandating masks. The guy who sends the most powerful message in this country isn't here. And it's all, you know, brought full circle to a show like this where you're like, okay, and a month from today, we're supposed to be talking about a Tiger game. Man, that seems far away, doesn't it? Now, as a part of that, baseball says their schedule's coming out in 2 weeks. And you go, this is great. Jeff Passan wrote an expansive piece that Sully's going to present to us because baseball knows players are going to get COVID. And here's how they're going to deal with it. Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very long piece, but we've condensed a lot of it. So answers a ton of questions here. Now, nearly 1,800 players expected to report, all right? They're all going to be screened, and here's how it's going to work. At the screening, players will submit saliva for the test and blood for the antibody test. COVID-positive players could number 25, 50, 100, more. And those who do test positive via the test will immediately isolate until they fulfill these measures. Okay, two negative COVID-19 tests taken at least 24 hours apart. No fever for at least 72 hours while not using any sort of fever medicine. And no respiratory symptoms as judged by a doctor or team staff. The last piece of criteria. Team physician and a joint committee consisting of two doctors and one non-medical representative from MLB and the MLBPA deem that the person does not pose a risk of spreading infection. Now, other things exist, but those are the main three criteria that they're going to have to fulfill until they are able to play again. So the question becomes, obviously, I'm sure a lot of people are asking this after I just read that, well, why play? So here's what Passan says about that. That's not an unreasonable question. The answer is that players say they want to, owners say they want to, federal officials want them to, and local health officials have yet to say they can't. There was a very simple binary at hand. Season or no season, baseball chose season. Now, everyone involved recognizes that baseball in 2020, sports in 2020, is a house of cards. All it takes is one municipality to threaten the entire endeavor. Passan continued, yes, MLB has the ability to move games. Say a governor locks down a state. A team scheduled to host games could theoretically move to a backup location, but what if that happens to two teams or three or more? At some point, the churn could become too overwhelming. And he has one. I'm going to finish with this quote
example.
From an executive. Baseball that makes people sick is not baseball. So there's a lot of moving parts here, but that's at least how they're going to manage it. 60 players,
example,
by the way, have tested positive.
Arizona Diamondbacks, 1. Texas Rangers, 2. Houston Astros, 3. Atlanta Braves, 4. Miami Marlins, 5. Tampa, 6. Right off the top, 6 teams in the midst of the hottest outbreaks we have. 6. That doesn't mention the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Anaheim Angels, and the San Francisco Giants. That's 9. I want it to work. I hope it works. Lord knows I would love nothing more than a little bit of escapism and a little bit of normal and bet on a few games and have some laughs and do the stuff I want to do. I'm just telling you, this week is one of those weeks. There have been certain points in this thing where we felt good about things. There's certain points in this thing you feel bad about things. This week, you feel objectively bad about things. Mm-hmm. The data is scary. We're getting no leadership from this administration. And frankly, I wonder if as a nation, we've just given up and we're just letting it roll. And sports will pay a dear price if that's the case. And it's, look, Mike, think about the words that came out of my mouth. Michigan State University, President Stanley, masks, mandatory, mm-hmm. indoors and outdoors. And if you don't do it, you will be punished. Think that is reality at a massive 50,000, person Big Ten University. And then I'm supposed to think that they're going to start, summer practice in a month? The baseball thing, it sounds great. The basketball thing, it sounds great. But remember, 2 weeks ago, we weren't really talking about full-blown exponential growth in these states. Last week, you knew, this doesn't look good. This week, it's a full-blown disaster. There are highly paid people and task forces put together to head it off at the pass and not let it get to this stage. They have failed again because half of these governors are scared of being made fun of by the president. Think about that. We've taken a health issue and we've made it a partisan issue. And you know who's going to pay the price besides people dying and being hooked up to breathing boxes? Sports. The economy. All the things that the people wanted to effort. Everything's just going to crumble. It's just crazy, man. So yeah, I'm concerned. We've got a month for these numbers to really turn around. And instead, you see Florida go from 5,000 to 7,000 to 9,000 new cases today. I just named all the teams in the hot zones. That doesn't even account for just a potential regular outbreak. I don't know. Do you think we have sports in a month? 248-539-9797.
It really is.
Mike, I know. It beats what's your favorite pickle. I just don't know what to tell. It's a question, and I sit here and I go, Mike, you know what I want.
It's
you
remarkable.
Know I hope I'm wrong. Aren't you feeling for the first time like, okay, we're out of runway?
Yeah, I am.
March and April, we were sitting here going, guys, come on now. We can't project that far down the line. Sports will happen. Mike, we're a month out, and this thing seems to be going off a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I've been thinking about, too, with, look, we're reading this, and I know the 60-man player pools I can read to from passing, but overall, when you think about sports, Mike, of course, I really want sports to happen, but at the same time, I'm really just starting to question and wonder how it would work, because, again, every single league is going to have all these protocols and going to have all these systems in place where you have to wait so many days if you test positive. There are going to be athletes that test positive. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen before big games. So that's the stuff I'm really starting to wonder, too, where if they're going to have these protocols, which they have to, in place where people have to sit out so long if they are, days and weeks or games apart, however long it actually is, dependent on the league. I don't know how that's sports. I don't. It's just so much different because there'd be a huge asterisk by it. If Mike Trout has to sit out for a series and that costs them the World Series.
How dare you?
That's a huge asterisk.
How dare you? Why did you have to say him? You know he's my favorite player. Why did you have to do that?
If Miguel Cabrera has to sit out and it cost the Tigers the World Series this year in the shortened season, right?
They're much better. Much better.
Well, I have to go back to Mike Trout, though, let me read you this part of the article about players opting out. Yes, they can opt out. It says some are planning it already. Those deemed high-risk cases with a pre-existing condition that makes them more susceptible to COVID can do so. Those who are not high at risk but have pregnant wives, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Gerrit Cole, Zach Wheeler, among them, or other family members that can't go, may opt out.
And those who make a bleep load of money and have already made it to free agency and won't be making much money this year to do it might opt out. I mean, if you're Mike Trout, how much of your 30-some-odd million-dollar salary are you getting this year? Second of all, money's not a concern. You're paid in full.
Well, and here's
the
thing.
You got X amount of years left on your deal.
If those players opt out.
Bryce Harper, same deal.
If those players opt out, they will not get paid. But those are the players you're talking about that already have gotten paid before. So if they opt out, they're not really going to lose much because they're not getting paid that much right now.
But is it not, again, of course, I want to phrase this correctly. Of course we still want sports regardless. Of course we should still want sports even if it is a little different. Yes, I do, and yes, people should want that. But at the same time, I'm sorry, I have a hard time giving merit or giving credit to a season where if you have star players that have to sit out for series at a time, for playoff series at a time, for championships, championship games, just sitting out. And we have to count that as this is the team winning. It's not. That is a huge asterisk, in my opinion.
See, but there's a way to have a really good time with it where it's like, hey, we're doing a 60-game blitz, expanded playoffs. We know it's different. We know, you know, the asterisks I care about more when it says no World Series champion awarded COVID. That's a loss.
Right.
Like, that is just that is proof positive that we handled this like garbage. You know, like 94 is the ultimate asterisk. No World Series champion awarded. Or better yet, like I don't like LeBron James, but the fact that LeBron is in really probably his last season of true dominance as he kind of is on that career arc on the way down, LeBron not being able to go after one last title as the best player on his team, that's a loss. Like, the asterisks are what they are. We hand out asterisks all the time. I mean, look at how long, you know, Michigan fans had to deal with that for the 97 thing. And, well, it was a half. Well, if you played Nebraska, you were a 7-point dog. It's like, we're already doing that crap. It's the fact that you don't award a champion, the fact that we never got to play because we were so abysmal as a nation handling this, that's the asterisks I care about. Mike, I don't know. I mean, if you told me right now,
it's you still want to see some sort of sports, and there should be. I'm just saying that is a big deal to me when you're going to have it's going to happen where you're going to have guys sitting out and stuff like that. It's just that's what I'm interested to see how it's going to get handled.
Well, and think about this, and then I know we're over time here, but I mean, Mike, how will a player be judged for sitting out? I mean, if a guy just doesn't want to play, he can always say, listen, don't feel safe. It's not worth my time. And I've got some family stuff that's not for public consumption, but I've got at-risk people. No one's going to criticize them, nor should they. So a player really risk-free, if he's already paid in full, like let's say Cabrera. Cabrera already has made $250 million and just doesn't care. I know, we don't care if he plays either. But the idea is, What's the risk analysis? What's the cost benefit? Right. Why play?
Yep, and we're going to see that too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.